Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two Palestinians were killed, three injured in confrontations with Israeli forces in West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Palestinian medics and the military say two Palestinians were killed early on Friday in confrontations with Israeli forces in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The Palestine Red Crescent Society confirmed the two deaths and said three people were wounded, including one who sustained serious injuries. The Islamic militant group Hamas said one of those killed was a local commander. Health officials say 460 Palestinians, including several dozen children and teens, have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Meanwhile, protesters in Oman marched in support of Palestinians in Gaza after Friday prayers. They carried out signs reading "Our Eid is with the victory of Gaza," referring to the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Millions of Muslims around the world were observing Eid al-Fitr with festivities, feasts, and family gatherings. Jordan, which lies at the heart of the Arab-Israeli conflict, hosts 2.4 million Palestinian refugees, the largest number of such refugees among Israel's neighbors. Many of its citizens are of Palestinian origin. China has surged sales to Russia of machine tools, microelectronics, and other technology Moscow uses to produce missiles, tanks, aircraft, and other weaponry. That's according to two senior Biden administration officials. The officials say last year about 90% of Russia's microelectronics came from China, which Russia has used in missiles, tanks, and aircraft. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Growing numbers of Russian soldiers are trying to get out of the war in Ukraine. Overall, asylum claims from Russians have surged in the U.S., France, and Germany since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago. But few are getting in. Russian soldiers present particular concerns. They are particularly spoilers, or spies, war criminals, or heroes. The Associated Press spoke with five officers, one soldier who deserted, some through underground networks of Russian activists who guided them on secret escape. Russian military trainers have arrived in Niger as relations deteriorate with the U.S. VOA's Alexis Strobe.
Trainers arrived this week in Niger to reinforce the country's air defenses as the Western African nation pulls away from close cooperation with the U.S. in counterterrorism efforts, turning instead to Russia for help as it fights Islamic insurgents in the Sahel region. State television in Niger on Thursday broadcast footage of Russian military trainers arriving in the country aboard a plane equipped with military supplies. Two Russian trainers were filmed in front of the plane wearing military uniforms, caps, and face coverings. U.S. officials say Niger's ruling military council has yet to order American troops out. But the arrival of Russian forces makes it complicated for the U.S. forces to remain in the country. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed reauthorization of a key intelligence surveillance program after days of upheaval over changes, AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagoo says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
German lawmakers have approved legislation that will make it easier for transgender, intersex, and non-binary people to change their name and gender in official records. Self-determination law, one of several reforms that Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal-leaning coalition government pledged when it took office in 2021. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.